This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. You can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. And this is episode 167. And I thought today would be fun to talk about creating a prayer journal right before Christmas to continue with the theme of this month's episodes on readying your heart before the coming of the celebration of our Savior on Christmas Day. So today I want to thank our sponsors, MediaAngels.com. There are some great products over at MediaAngels.com, like the book, A Few Minutes with God, as well as the Truth Seekers Mystery Series, which is a great series of novels for your tweens or teens. Well, today I wanted to talk to you about creating a prayer journal, and this is in keeping with the theme of keeping it simple. So you don't need a fancy prayer journal or a book that has blank pages. All you need is a sheet of paper. So this is something you can do alone or with your children. But I'm really excited about this because I am doing this myself, and it has been such a blessing. So all you do is you take a sheet of paper and you are going to fold it in half. Now, it's difficult to tell you how to fold it in half without you right next to me to show you. So I'm going to talk about some folds and some terminology for folds that I learned a long time ago. One was called the hamburger fold, which means it's fatter. So it's going to be like in half. So if you take a paper, it's going to be held in a landscape fashion. So I've got a sheet of paper in my hand and I'm folding it in half. So it's fatter. And then you're going to fold that half again. And then you're going to fold it in half again. If you've folded your paper lengthwise, it would be the hot dog fold, and so it would be thinner. So that's not where we're starting this time. So what you've got in your hand is a little folded piece of paper, and what's nice about this is I can stick this in my purse, and I'm going to use this all week long. And so for every little tiny little segment here, I have some different things that I've written. So on one part, I've written things like, you know, prayer requests, where I've done prayers for children or prayers for family and extended, you know, family and friends and things like that. Another thing you can do is in the middle section is you can use that for writing some scripture verses, and that is, you know, a good way to keep those with you all week long and to remind you, you know, to really reread those scripture verses. And in just a little bit, I'm going to share with you a series that I go through when I spend some time in prayer, and that you can use with your children. So just to recap, the very front of my book, on the front cover, you can write prayer journal, and then you can also write the date. And then when you open it out, you've got the two pages facing you. So on mine, I have, you know, prayers for my children. So if you're doing this with your kids, you may ask them to write, you know, prayers for mom and dad on one side, and then prayers for family, extended family and friends. So that could be grandparents or aunts and uncles, or maybe a specific friend that has a prayer need. Then when you open it out, then I've got four little squares here. So on one of mine, I have, you know, intentions for myself. These are things that I am praying for. So if I'm struggling with something, let's say I'm struggling with feeling overwhelmed, then I'm going to put that down here. And that's something that I am going to, you know, give to the Lord or pray against or ask the Lord, you know, for specific intercession, or even call a prayer partner, a friend, or, you know, a spouse, or even, you know, your daughter or your son or your husband, who can pray with you. And that is, that really helps. And especially if you have that special intention that you want some prayers for. The other is prayers for a specific need. For example, if there is something that needs to get done, or something that is kind of looks like it's going to be impossible for it to happen, that could be something that you put here. Now, sometimes our prayers for specific needs are not ones that are answered very quickly. So that might also be something to consider as you're writing that, that, you know, it's in God's timing. And, you know, it brings to mind something I was thinking about the other day. And I was talking to somebody about the Lord. And I said, well, you may not. I met somebody in the store. And, you know, I said, I don't know if you believe in God or not, but to me, this is a God incident. And, you know, he said, well, let's put it this way. I'm trying to find my way. And, you know, so it was interesting to me, because to me, it was such an answer to prayer that I really didn't think was going to happen quickly. It's something that is a big decision I need to make. And this person just happened to work with a company that I know about. And we actually have mutual friends. And he moved to Fort Myers with his family and is working here where I live. And to me, you know, as a Christian, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Lord, look at how you answered my prayers, because this was a long-term prayer I had, and I didn't know how I was going to make this decision. It was outside of, you know, my husband could pray and intercede for me, but it's not anything he could give me an opinion on, because it has to do with the podcast network. So, this was such a blessing to me. So you never know how God is going to work. And, you know, when I talk to people that are frustrated with God or lose their faith because God hasn't answered their prayers, or hasn't answered their prayers the way they want it to be answered, or even quick enough, I start thinking, you know, there's so much I could say. And a lot of times I just think I just need to pray for the person, because a lot of times when we're frustrated with God, we're trying to create God in our image, and that's not who God is. You know, yes, I would love to a lot of times to be able to pray to God and immediately have my prayers answered, but that's not how it works. And many times the Lord is asking us to trust Him and to trust that He knows what is best for us, just like we trust. Are we expect our kids to trust us when we make decisions, that we have their best intentions at heart? And so that's just something I want you to consider. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a list of the ways that I pray, and hopefully you'll be able to implement that with this little prayer journal. We'll be right back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and
this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 167, and today we're talking about prayer journals. And so one of the things you can do with the prayer journal is take it and open it up flat, and in each one of these little sections, you can have a methodology that I use, or you can use your own. And because there's going to be 8 segments and there's only 7 days a week, you can either add an extra day, like if you do it from Sunday to Sunday, or just do it for the week. Whatever day you start on, you would end on that other day. And so whatever you would like to do. And so in each area, I do the following. And I'm just going to list these because you're not going to write these out in your prayer journal, but you can use somewhat of this format. And each one of these is interspersed with listening to the Lord, because that is so important. When we praise God or we pray to the Lord, it's really important that we have that time after we give praise to God to just listen, because the Lord may give us a word, or He may be, you know, trying to tell us something. And it's very difficult a lot of times when we're always talking to hear God. So the first would be to praise God. So you're going to, praise the Lord. And that could be with just saying things like, I just praise you and thank you, Lord God. You know, thank you, Lord, for being the creator of the universe. Thank you for all the blessings you've given my family. Thank you, God, for my children. Whatever that is, you can do that as your number one, and that's praise. If you can sing, by all means, you can sing a praise song to the Lord. That's wonderful. Number two, after you do that, you're going to listen. You're going to just be quiet for a few minutes and just soak in, you know, listening even to the words that you utter to God or the song, and just listen to anything that God may be giving you there. The third after listening is to pray. And this is where we would petition the Lord. This is where you would ask for a specific prayer, you know, ask for something that comes to mind. Lately, I've learned that a couple of my friends' husbands have died. One is a college friend of mine, and one is a homeschool mom that she and her husband were dear friends, and they moved away some years ago. And you know, both of these people are younger than my husband and I, and so it's hitting us really hard, you know, that you just never know. And so, you know, we're praying for the family, and for the widows and for the children. And so, you know, during that time we pray, and whatever our petition is, whatever's close to our heart, especially that day. And then the fourth thing is, number four is to listen. After we pray, to just listen to the Lord, you know, listen to His promptings. If He's asking anything of us, if you, like, for example, if you think about sending, you know, a sympathy card or a note via the internet, on Facebook or whatever that is, you know, you just listen and pray. The fifth is a scripture verse, and that's going to your Bible and just reading through. Like, you might be in a specific part of the Bible, and so you're going to continue on in reading some of those verses. And if something really hits you, that you're going to write down in your little prayer journal, your mini prayer journal here, so that you can go back. And, you know, sometimes if the verse is long, a lot of times I'll just write, you know, the name of the verse, like Matthew 2:1 or something like that, and then I can go back to my Bible and read it. And then the sixth point after that is going to listen again. You know, again, just listen to the words, you know, ponder them, think about them. You know, use this time to, you know, get closer to the Lord and really try to discern, you know, what the Lord is saying. And then the seventh is, at this point, is when you're actually going to write something. And this could be your journal entry, you know, something that you feel that the Lord is saying to you, or something that you just feel overwhelmed and you want to write. And obviously, don't be limited to this tiny little piece of paper if, you know, the Lord gives you more than you can just stick on this little tiny piece. But for me, I like to jot down like bullet points and just some things that I can think about. And then the last part here is to give thanks and to, you know, really praise God again. We started with prayer and we're going to end with prayer. And we're going to give thanks, you know, for the day ahead if we're starting this in the morning, or for the day past if we're doing this in the afternoon, or maybe in the middle of the day we're doing this as a family event. If you're a homeschooler, you're homeschooling your kids, and maybe after lunch, this would be a great activity to do before you get back into your afternoon work. Whatever that is. And this, the wonderful thing about this little mini prayer journal is you can do this at any time. You can do this daily. You can do this as we're preparing before Christmas, but you really can do this at any time of the year. And do this with your regular journal if you have a journal, or it may be a great Christmas gift to give to your children. I have some that just, you know, blow through journals and, you know, want another one for Christmas. And I have others. I have a couple, my boys especially don't write a lot in their journals. And so, you know, just ask your kids if this is, you know, if you're giving them journals every year, you may want to check with them and find out if there's a stockpile in their rooms. But it is something that I have loved, and especially I give journals for their birthday year. And, you know, it's something that I wish I had done, and to be able to go back and see what my 16th year was like, or my 18th year. And so my daughters have done it, but like I said, I don't know so much about the boys. I know one of mine does, but the other ones don't. So again, depending on your kids, but this is a great activity, especially because these are tiny and little, and they're pocket size. So hopefully this helps, and I just thank you so much for joining in. Podcast 167 are where the show notes are, and God bless as we enter into a time of prayer and listening. And I just am excited about what the Lord is going to do in your lives and that of your kids. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.